All right, welcome to another episode of the Take a Shot podcast. I'm Nick.
And I'm Alec.
And I don't know why he's talking to you very seductively, but go ahead.
It wasn't a bit that I was going to keep going for the whole podcast, but I'm trying to figure out my new bit, which is going to be a bit of my intro. And I'm going to try to see what voice I use on my intro every single podcast and use that as my bit. So right now we're going with the central one. Maybe next week we'll go with the, I don't know. I'm taking suggestions. So if you listen to this podcast, give me suggestions on my intro voice. Thank you.
Yeah, like, comment, subscribe.
I cannot do the RFK impression, so don't ask me to do that. I don't know how to do that.
I don't know what he sounds like, to be honest. You think Aaron Rodgers will go be his VP now?
He sounds like he has a broken cable. That's a bad impression, but...
Just saying, how old is he? Like 100?
I don't know what the fuck's wrong with his throat, but what were you saying?
Oh, you think Aaron Rodgers will go be his VP now?
Well, neither of them can win, judging by the election results and also the Steelers game yesterday. So, look at me bringing it back to sports. I am Stu Gatz. Let's talk about football, Nick.
All right, John Wiener. All right, so what do you want to tackle first? Want to go college or want to go NFL?
Well, Saturday was Saturday, and Sunday is Sunday, and Saturday comes before Sunday. So let's do college football, and then let's do NFL, and then let's talk about why I don't give a fuck about the NFL. And
NFL's so much better than college.
Oh, God. Fucking kill yourself. yeah, college football. Nick, I'm going to do my top five observations of college football this week. But first, I'm going to ask you on your opinions on college football. So, did anything stand out to you this week
on the college UCLA, side? Ass. Virginia Tech, ass.
Well, both Clemson, fired their coach. Ass. So, hey, you know what? You know what pisses me off? We're gonna talk about this for a second.
Although Georgia Tech kind of almost fucked that up because they almost did not get that kickoff in time.
Well, first of all, Brent Key doing like a fire drill field goal, like that's insane shit for 55 yards too.
Yeah,
it's not like he was at the 35.
Oh yeah,
it was 55 yards.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, his kicker had like no time. Kicker's pretty much like go out there and like kick it, because like usually kickers they take like a little time to warm up, like wind up or whatever. But he just fucking went out there and just kicked it, and like that was bold, but worked out.
Someone should hire Brent Key to run a program that is not Georgia Tech, even though he went to Georgia Tech. I don't know if he's interested in other jobs. But
I'm assuming if someone gave him more money, he'd be interested.
Like, when Florida fires Billy Napier, like, hire that guy. What the fuck? And clone Haynes King, because that guy's a dog.
Oh, yeah, Florida. Ass.
But my point was, going back to this podcast and our college football draft, fuck Clemson, and fuck you for baiting me into Clemson, because I was like, I'm just going to do this to piss Nick off. And then I picked Clemson, knowing they would suck, and now they suck, and now I'm stuck with those that team.
Yeah, I was going to wait, because I didn't think you would actually take them.
And I literally did it for the bit. I did it to piss you off. And we couldn't even hear you pissed off, because I didn't have my microphone on when we did the draft.
Should we get back over the teams?
No. Right. Let's just keep going with your college football observations.
Next week, 2 weeks from now, I'll have the updated. I'll have a summary for both college and pro. Once we get through week four of the NFL, I'll do a updated scoring.
Yeah. Oh. So, anything else that stood out to you?
Anything else? Nebraska and Michigan, they both took care of business. Those are the biggest ones off the top of my head. Don't know why Portland State was, or why Hawaii was a 38.5 point cover against Hawaii, because it was 23-3, so that was an easy cover. Just going through the games real quick. Oh, yeah, Colorado, no idea what the fuck they're doing. I heard they played like four quarterbacks.
I can tell you what's happening there. They don't know what they're doing. And remember 2 years ago when Deion was supposed to change college football? Predictably, he didn't, and he's not going to. Next.
Kansas State, also ass.
That's the Island curse.
Ohio State, should have won by more.
That's Ohio State doing Ohio State things.
Oregon. I guess it's kind of predictable because, again, West Coast team going to the East Coast,
yeah,
playing an early game.
They played that game at 9 a.m. Central.
They played at 9 a.m. Pacific.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay.
11 Central.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah. You can't confuse the audience. Oh, well, yeah. Actually, Texas A&M Notre Dame. That was a good game.
That game was a Big 12 game in a game that should have been 10-17, and it makes me mad that it wasn't. But also, I'm going to save that for one of my observations, but we'll
also, did happy Texas A&M won. Notre Dame's about to just fucking rack up like 10 wins, go 10-2, and still somehow make the playoffs, and I fucking hate them. Unless they... Oh, fuck. See, the thing is, like, last year they actually started...
They lost
out good.
They lost
to
Northern Illinois.
They lost a random one to Northern Illinois, then they didn't lose again.
But that can happen to any team, ever.
I know, but like, the problem is because they started 0-2, they're probably not going to trip up to, like, a fucking Northern Illinois. I'm saying the chances are it's a little less likely now. Like, when you're ahead and you're feeling yourself, you're more likely to slip up.
None of these teams look very good.
Oh, yeah, Vandy. Vandy might be good. South Carolina. I just heard Lenore Sellers left in the first half, so I don't know if he's actually... South Carolina sucks or not. Going through it again. All right, Iowa State. Even though they won. Going through it. God, there are so many call teams. Oh, North Carolina actually won a game convincingly. That doesn't happen often. They couldn't do that against Charlotte. Duke sucks, which actually makes me happy. Yeah, those were all my college. And Cal, Minnesota. Cal's QB is actually kind of good.
God damn it.
Did not realize he was a 5-star. Was that one of your observations?
Yes.
Did you watch that game?
Yes.
Yeah, let's watch that game. Yeah, those are my observations.
All right, well, I'm going to move my number 3 observation down to number 5 and tell you guys, Cal's quarterback, actually good. Shocking.
Oh, and did you know his brother is the quarterback of Portland State?
Did not know that. His brother must suck.
I was looking at looking at the stats for the Hawaii-Portland State game. I noticed they had the same last name, and I was like, that name is way too uncommon for that to be a coincidence, and they are, in fact, brothers.
Huh. Interesting. Well, my number 4 observation is, guys, I apologize to you for lying to you guys about Garrett Nussmeier.
Oh, wait. Before we just move on real quick, I will just say, granted, we don't have a huge sample size on it, but just the... Even, like, fucking, like, Central going west super late or, like, East Coast or West Coast teams coming east super early. The trend for that has not been very good.
It's not, but listen.
But,
I feel
again,
like
small sample size, but...
Well, I also feel like the trend to be a thing, like, you would need, like, I don't know, Ohio State to go to UCLA and lose.
Yeah.
Or, like, Iowa to go to UCLA.
Well,
you can't, like, if you have a...
It happens for, like, it's more... I feel like it more affects, like, the mid-tier teams than it does, like, the top-of-the-top teams. For the top-of-the-top teams, it probably affects them more... It probably doesn't affect, like, win-loss. It probably just more affects, like, if they cover or not. So that's more of, like, a gambling thing if you're into that. But just an observation for the Minnesota-California game. But yeah, that dude was throwing some dots. Oh, yeah. And also, California, their run pass balance is absolute shit. I remember one point in the game, it was like 38 passes to like 8 runs or something like that.
Well, it's hard to run. It's probably hard for them to run on Minnesota. Minnesota always has a good defensive line. So,
the run pass balance is shit.
Well, you can't force it if they're going to stop it.
Yeah.
But my number 4 observation is, I'm sorry for lying to you guys about Garrett Nussmeier. He's not that good. I think part of it's LSU just doesn't know what the fuck they're doing, and Brian Kelly has lost his fastball. But I don't know what the fuck is going on with that offense. That offense kind of sucks.
Is Brian Kelly an offensive coach?
Yes, but he's not like a genius type of offensive coach. He's like a line coach type of offensive coach.
He's not like a scheme kind of guy.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's my number. But they're still good, but that game was closer than it should have been. And also, I don't understand how it was so close. If you get five fucking interceptions from a quarterback on the opposing team. But, yeah. That's my number four. Garrett Nussmeier. Step it up, man. And my number three. Why is Notre Dame still in the top 25? I understand.
You know why.
I understand they're likely to rack up some wins now that their schedule gets very easy. But if you have zero wins and two losses, and there's teams in the top 25 list that have four wins. Shout out to you, Iowa State. Most teams have three wins.
Although they barely beat Arkansas State.
You got to put them outside the top 25. You can't tell me there's some shit team in like the 26th spot that doesn't deserve to be in there.
You want to know why they're still in there?
Yes, I know why they're still in there, Nick. They're a name brand, and you're going to say something about them being Catholics. I don't care.
I was not going to say anything about them being Catholics. I was going to say it's because they're fucking Notre Dame, and the media wants to suck them off.
Well, there's also name brand teams that aren't in the top 25 that you can just slide in there and take them out.
Well, they've actually been good in recent history, so it's not like they're a name brand that's like sucked recently where it's like they shouldn't be in there. But they're on two. They start off number eight. To be fair, they really... I guess these rankings have seen a little more movement up and down from week to week. But
that's because all these teams suck, Nick.
Yeah. But I feel like the rankings don't mean shit.
Well, they don't because they're not even the real ones. Because I don't know what week the playoff rankings come out, but those are the real rankings that matter. My number two observation is, this is kind of already spoiled for you, some of our listeners and my co-host here, but don't look now. Carson Beck, QB1 off the draft board right now. If you think about it, all the other QBs have struggled or are hurt. Sellers, not that good this year and hurt now. Arch Manning, bruh.
Finish your first take, then I want to go back to that.
Arch Manning, that's all I have to say is bruh. Like, what the fuck, man? I sat on this podcast and said, you're shit.
To be fair, his family did say that he didn't need another year.
I said, I don't think he's that good because they would have started him over Quinn Ewers because Texas is an SEC team. They don't have any, like, they don't care about your feelings. Arch Manning, UTEP. Nebraska went down there and killed UTEP last year. Texas, what the fuck? Arch Manning, what the fuck?
Wait, didn't UTEP come here?
Yeah. But they went down their throat and killed them, basically.
Oh, yeah.
So, Texas, what the fuck? Arch Manning, what the fuck? My number one observation? UCLA should not have a football program. They're already in so much debt. You might as well. You really just care about basketball.
Yeah, I was going to say, I guess UCLA doesn't have money. I know they're still technically a public university, but how the fuck do they not have money?
They don't. I don't know how they don't. I don't pay attention to the finances of colleges, to be honest with you, but I know they don't have any money, and I don't think, like, who the hell would want to coach there? The Big Ten's a hard league, full of good players and good teams.
My thing is they suck at basketball now too. Last good team was like the Lonzo Ball team.
And they don't have like any fans that want to go there because they all want to go to USC.
Yeah.
And it's like being a White Sox fan. Like, imagine the White Sox competing with the Cubs in NIL. Like, it wouldn't be a thing. Which is...
Well, I know why people like the Cubs over the White Sox.
Oh my God, you're going to bring this up. That's not why, Nick. That's not why. It's for Chicago, maybe, but like people like the Cubs so much because of the WGN and TBS.
I was mainly talking about like in Chicago.
But
and that's probably also why they were on WGN.
Yeah, I don't know. They put both of them on there. The White Sox were on there too. No one cared. And they both sucked. But yeah, that's my number one observation. I do have some takes I want to give you on Nebraska, and I do know you want to get back to Arch, so... I think it was Archer, was it Sellers?
It's just the whole quarterback thing in general.
Okay, well, do you want me to do Nebraska first, or do you want to do quarterback
first? Yeah, do your Nebraska thing first, then. Well, we can do the college my college thing kind of leads in the NFL, so we can bridge it that way.
I would like to say, Nebraska, shout out to you for taking care of business once again. It's rare for a team to get basically a full quarter or full half of rest for their starters. And they did a full line change. None of the starters played in the second half because they didn't.
How much were they up at half? Like 38-0?
38-0, but there is no chance they're coming back.
Yeah.
And we're not used to this. It happened, obviously, because even though Nebraska has sucked the past couple of years, and they still have talent, they still have stronger players than like FCS teams, but they were getting beat around. Like every fucking play, someone from Houston Christian was like hurt. Like, or they were either cramping, or they got ran over and they were hurt, or they had
concussions. It was a hot day out.
It was hot, so maybe I'll give them that. But also, I heard that Houston Christian brought their equipment up in a U-Haul, and not like a team bus or anything. They rented a U-Haul.
Wouldn't be surprised about
and
that.
And they rented like one of the bigger ones, and I think I saw that it cost $2,000 to bring all their equipment. And when Nebraska goes, they fly it or they have buses bring it. I also heard that the field that Houston Christian plays on, the view from one sideline is a Walgreens. So, yeah. But shout out to Houston Christian for coming to get the check and the beatdown. And next week, or this coming week, is a big day, a big game for Nebraska. We'll get into that on our next podcast, previewing the week.
Okay, I'm assuming Houston Christian's probably a private school. Would you like to guess how many students they have enrolled there?
9,000.
No, not even close.
600.
Way undershot it.
This two guys are stronger than me.
Oh, God.
That's his bit.
What, got two different extremes?
Yep. Dan will be like, hey, can you guess this number? He'll be like, 2.
Okay, they got roughly around 4,000 students. The university has ambitious goal to grow its student population to 10,000 students. Yeah, 4,000, that's not a lot for a college. Honestly, there's some high schools with more students than that. So not surprised that they ran out of you. How much did they get paid to actually, like, get their ass whipped?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure on this one. But I will say I'm just happy that they took care of business, and now they just have to prove themselves against a team that is quality. I don't think they're up to Michigan's par or up to par with Michigan's team of the past couple of years. But they still have to go out there and win. And now it's Big Ten season, so it gets real.
I do like the over in the Michigan game.
What was your quarterback take?
Yeah. Honestly, like, most quarterback classes are kind of ass. Like, maybe, like, once every, like, 7 to 10-ish years, you might get, like, a actually, like, really good quarterback class. But most of them usually kind of ass, usually kind of underwhelming. Like, I think we probably had a really good one last year with the Jaden Daniels, Drake May. And
that was 2 years ago. And you're going to say Caleb, too, even though you don't like him.
Caleb's projected to be up there. We'll see how that turns out.
You can't say Caleb's projected and then put Drake May in it. What the fuck has Drake May done in his career besides you liking him?
He started off pretty well this
year. So
was
Caleb. Caleb's had a one bad quarter.
Again, but this class is still, like, a lot of projection, but still. And this class is projected to be a really good quarterback class. Then probably the last really good class we had before that. Even half the good quarterbacks projected on that class, like, failed, but...
Okay, but it's still, like, they still... I feel like
it was
this one got pretty hyped. It always gets hyped up, Nick, but it fell apart, like...
I guess Josh Allen...
It's week three.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying Josh Allen, Lamar... What else did we get from that?
That one wasn't hyped, though. People didn't think Josh Allen was good. Lamar fell out of the second round.
Lamar fell to the end of the first round.
Okay.
Get your facts right.
Still, it wasn't hype.
Okay. For well,
it was
maybe,
hype for you because you're on the Lamar's dick, but it wasn't hype like throughout the country.
Josh Allen started getting a lot of hype towards
He did. People were too like, oh, they just like the white guy. Because to be fair,
they did like the white guy.
To be fair, he was ass.
And he got drafted.
And he got really
seventh
good.
Overall.
Well, exactly, but I don't think you're
Well, I think but still Baker was in that class too. I think Sam Darnold was in that class.
That was hyped. That one was hyped. But also
Now I'm gonna go look at this draft class, but I'm pretty that class was pretty hyped.
But you're misremembering what people thought about Josh Allen. Every smart media member was like, "I'll pump the brakes."
Okay, fine. They may have been hyped about like other players in that draft class, but still.
But my point is, through 3 weeks, everybody's like, "Yeah, this quarterback."
Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold had a lot of hype coming out. That you cannot tell me. Yeah. Sam Darnold hype, that I did not understand, because when I saw him in college, he literally made the worst decisions and still kind of does.
Hey, he beat the Steelers yesterday.
He did. Steelers may also suck. But, yeah, that's my point. Not every quarterback draft class is good. And we're probably going to go through a stretch where some of these classes are going to suck ass, but... Well,
eventually we'll probably come around. Won't Nick, but I'm saying it's still noteworthy when the most hyped quarterbacks come in there and suck. You got DJ Lagway throwing 5 picks. People thought he'd be good. You got Arch Manning looking like ass. You got
The thing
Sellers
is, people are always gonna hype it up. People aren't just gonna come in saying they're all gonna be ass. Like, you gotta come in with some hope that like at least someone's gonna be good.
Then you gotta find the good ones and hype those guys up. Even like Julian saying. Now, granted, he's like a redshirt freshman, so no one really...
Oh, yeah, I guess how does that work for him? Because didn't he come in like halfway through the year? He came in like January, though.
You can enroll early. You're still a freshman. Like, TJ Lateef enrolled early this year. He's a freshman.
Yeah. But I guess how does that work for like... And does the NFL still count that like as a year?
No. It's still, like, TJ Lateef enrolled in December.
So, like, let's say, like, obviously Julian has to stay, like, this year, but then, like, you know how he can leave, like, as a redshirt sophomore? Because technically you're there for 3 years.
Yeah.
Because he came in January, but he was technically only there. Technically he was only there for 2.5 years.
Okay, Nick, TJ Lateef is the same thing as Julian saying.
I don't know who TJ Lateef.
He's a Nebraska backup.
Okay.
He's a freshman. He enrolled in January. So this year is his first year. So January doesn't matter. It's the same thing as if you come in August or whenever the hell normal enrollment starts.
So Julian Sain has to stay 3.5 years, basically.
He has to stay 2.5.
Okay, that was my question.
Well, not 2.5. You have to, because he has to be a redshirt sophomore. So he would have to stay 3.5.
No, but he's a redshirt freshman this year.
Okay, you have to go out if you're a junior or you're a redshirt freshman. So that's 3 years. You have to stay 3 years.
Okay. So, but because he came in halfway through last year.
It's a full year.
He has to stay.
That's a year. Last year, even though he came in half in January last year.
That still counts as a full year?
Yeah.
Okay, that's my question.
But it's his redshirt year because he didn't play. So he's a redshirt freshman.
Okay. So basically you can leave for the NFL draft next year if you really wanted to.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, but even he hasn't got that much hype because Ohio State's kind of look like cheeks. You got Bryce Underwood's gotten some hype because he's a freshman, but he lost that Oklahoma game, so people won't hype him. People hate Dylan because he plays and looks like Pat Mahomes, so people hate him even though he's played good this year.
I would hold up on the plays like.
Well, but... I mean his mannerisms. You know,
He wants to play like Pat Mahomes, but. It's very hard to play like Pat Mahomes. I'm sure a lot more people
would
play like Pat Mahomes.
That's not what I meant, Nick. I did not say plays like Pat Mahomes. I said he has mannerisms like Pat Mahomes because
At first you said plays like Pat Mahomes.
Well, I misspoke.
But please do.
The Cal quarterback, no one gives a fuck about Cal. Like, sorry. The Big 12 quarterbacks, no one cares about the Big 12, to be honest with you. So it has to be SEC or it has to be... Big Ten, and they really haven't lit the world on fire yet, so we'll see how it goes later in the season.
Could Rocco Becks be one of the best quarterbacks that no one's just talking about?
I don't think for his pro potential. I don't think people are
happy. Well, they said the same shit about Brock Purdy, but...
Well, isn't Rocco Becks like a fucking redshirt senior? It's not even a thing, but it's like, isn't he like a 6-year senior?
Actually, yeah. Well, fuck. Yeah, they're redshirt seniors. Like,
yeah, but they're called like 6-year seniors.
Basically. Oh, yes. Fuck. That was like Cam Rising for fucking forever.
I'm pretty sure Rocco Betts like old as fuck.
I don't know, lose.
Which, it won't matter if you're, like a first round talent.
Bro, Jane Daniels got drafted at like 24.
Yeah, but he was a Heisman. I don't think Rocco Betts won the Heisman. I'm sorry.
That's fair. Oh, yeah, he probably won't get drafted second overall. He might be, like, a fucking, like, third-round pick, but still.
Okay, but, I mean, a little difference between a third-round quarterback and a first-round quarterback.
Hey, but still, if you get the opportunity and you ball out, it's all that matters.
And what is your – how's this tie into NFL? Because I think you wanted to go to NFL.
It's tied into NFL because, again, not all these quarterback classes are going to be good. There has been a lot of ass quarterback classes in between, like, the good ones. That was my main point. Granted, I didn't do the research behind it to back up that take, but most of you should get the point.
I don't understand what your point is. Some draft picks are going to fail.
No, I'm just saying, like, the quarterback, like, you're saying that the quarterback class was hyped up. I'm just saying, a lot of the quarterback classes are usually ass. Like, most, like, even if a quarterback class is, like, hyped up coming in, like, there's probably, like, a 70%, 60 to 70% chance that class is still going to be ass, even if it's hyped up. Like, if Trevor Lawrence class is hyped, and if that class is still ass.
By the way, as you get into the NFL, let me just say, same old Trevor Lawrence. Have you finally hopped off that one?
I think he just needs to leave the Jags. Also, everybody, funny thing about the Jags, I guess they'll get at least $5 million back from FanDuel. Did you hear about that story?
No.
Well, one of their employees somehow gambled away $20 million.
Pablo Torre, find it out, please.
I don't know if he he might have reported the story. I don't know who the fuck reported it. But yeah, he literally gambled away $20 million, and FanDuel's like, shit, I guess you guys can hold five back.
Okay. I have a question.
Which, I think I've already talked to you about this. Also, it's over the Jags.
Okay.
It's the Jags. My point is...
You have to look at what they gave him. I've told you this before. If Caleb fails, is it on the Bears that they gave him Ben Johnson,
I'm just saying
DJ Moore, Roma Dunze, DeAndre Swift, Cole Kmet, Colson Loveland, Luther Burden?
I'm saying the Jags are a terribly run organization. I'm not saying they're not,
but did they give him a Super Bowl in...
How to get to $20 million for them to realize this dude was stealing money from them?
Okay, Shohei Ohtani got fucking duped by his interpreter for millions.
Yeah, sorry, Shohei got duped.
Okay, I agree with you, but like it happens. First of all, the Jags print money out as an organization.
Plus, we love Shohei because he's a degenerate gambler.
Okay, but you're not listening to me, Nick. Is it the Bears' fault that gave him all those players, and if Caleb doesn't pan out? It's still Trevor Lawrence's fault, a little bit. We've gone too far in blaming these organizations because the pendulum, it used to be you just blame the player completely. But guess what, man? Trevor Lawrence had Doug Peterson, who is a Super Bowl. He won a Super Bowl with Nick Foles, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
He won a Super Bowl. You can't just say, I don't know. He won a Super Bowl with Nick Foles.
Yes.
And then he got Liam Cohen, who is a quarterback whisperer, basically, the net bat version. It's like a Kmart version of Ben Johnson, who transformed Baker Mayfield into a good-ass player.
Tried their best, but they did also fuck it up with the Urban Meyer thing at first.
The Bears fucked up with Matty DeFreeze.
I just don't know. Like, I feel like sometimes when you fuck it up so bad in the beginning, sometimes it's almost irreparable.
But people would say that, like, okay, if...
Which, if
the Bears had the same season with Ben Johnson last year
as coach... It's not exact science. Like, no one really... If we had the answer to this, people wouldn't be making the same mistakes over and over.
I know, but if the Bears had the same exact season last year with Ben Johnson as coach, would you blame the Bears or would you blame Caleb?
Well, last season, you already knew Matt Eberflus should have been fired like the year
before. That's not what I'm asking. I'm saying if they had the exact same season with Ben Johnson as head coach, you change nothing about the outcomes, nothing about Caleb's performance, nothing about
the Thanksgiving game, you definitely blame that shit on Ben Johnson if he did that shit last year.
Okay, but would you blame the Bears for fucking it up? Or would you blame Caleb?
I'd probably blame the Bears because of the history.
again, too far towards the organization on some of these quarterbacks who get every excuse in the book for him if people like him. Because it's fucked up because you know what?
Actually,
you know what's fucked up?
You know what Dominic says? He says organizations fail quarterbacks more often than quarterbacks fail organizations.
Yes, but you know what's fucked up? The only quarterbacks who get these excuses are ones that the media likes. And I'm not a fuck the media. I'm not like, Jesus Christ. I'm not like anti-media or anything.
The media is biased.
I'm not like anti-media. But it's like, or it's like the ones that get the excuses are ones that you like or I like or have the biases going in. If I like Justin Fields going in, I'm going to give him every excuse. If I don't like, who's a quarterback I don't like? Jaden Daniels. If I don't like Jaden Daniels and he fucks up this year, I'm not going to be like, oh, it's the Commander's fault because they kept Cliff Kingsbury. And everybody knows about Kingsbury Cliff, I'm going to be like, Jaden Daniels sucks.
Yeah, again, it's not an exact science. Like, again, if we had these answers, people would be making the same mistakes over and over again. We're dealing with a very inexact science. We can do our best to try to learn and make decisions for the future, but it's not perfect.
All right, what are your NFL observations from this year or this week?
Now we're finally getting into it. All right, NFL observations. And, you know, I was super prepared for this. And my first NFL observation
is that the Packers are good. He told me when he came in here. Oh, God. Here we fucking go. He told me when he came in here he did not prepare shit.
No, I didn't. But I can think five off the bat. And I'm starting with Thursday night. Packers are good. They put belt ass to the Lions and belt ass to the Commanders.
Did not watch that game. Don't like either team.
I did watch that game, and I honestly regret watching that game. I kind of wish I just went to the gym instead because it was belt ass the entire game.
What's your next observation?
Packers good. Micah Parsons really has elevated that defense. Jordan Love is good, even though you refuse to give him credit.
He's not
good. But again, we go back to the biases. You refuse to give Jordan Love any credit.
I've seen the tape. He's had some good games.
Bro acts like he's breakdown all 22s.
I've seen the tape. He's not good.
Bro acts like he's
breakdown. He's going to fuck up in the playoffs. You're all going to see it.
Audience, do not let him fool you that he's breaking down all 22s. He really is not.
I've seen it with my own eyes, man. I've seen it against the Bears.
Again, he's a Bears fan. He is used to the Packers
I've told everybody until Aaron Rodgers went off the deep end that Aaron Rodgers was the best quarterback I've ever seen. I said Aaron Rodgers was more talented and better than Tom Brady. I've said that for years. And then he just, you know, became Aaron Rodgers. And that's not a thing.
Fair. But, again, Jordan Love. He's good. Watch out. Next take. Colts may be good? ?
Nah. They're not good.
Granted, the end of that game was questionable. They called a leverage call on that missed field goal, which I've been listening to and no one's really been able to explain exactly what the fuck that call even means. But, yeah. But still, they should not have. Still, the Colts should not have been in position to win that game.
Who did they play week one?
They played the Dolphins.
Oh, yeah, they played shit teams. I don't believe in the Colts. Sorry.
Again, I said the Colts good? ?
And I also don't believe in the Broncos, so that takes care of too.
I said ? Goddamn. Still can't have the fucking
I didn't say you didn't. I'm just. What? What's the point of having a podcast if we're not going back and forth? You want me to just agree with everything you say?
Yes.
That's not a good podcast.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
The Colts, I did like their surrounding pieces on offense. I just did not think Danny Dimes would be able to put it together somewhat.
It's the Alex Smith phenomenon. Year 7 as a quarterback, it's either make or break year. You either just have a glow up or you just suck forever.
Well, I guess again, it's still early in the season, but we'll see. Something to keep an eye on for the future. Third. Chiefs offense. You know, I'm saying it. Both offenses suck. Chiefs and Eagles. Their offenses kind of ass.
I think you're dealing with some sort of. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm supposed to agree. Damn it.
No. Yeah. All right. Well, I honestly think that both Travis Kelce, old as fuck. He looks washed.
He was the best player on the offense besides Pat Mahomes.
I know. And that's the problem.
Well, that's the point I was trying to make. But yes, but the Eagles, I think they're just have the Super Bowl hangover thing going. The Chiefs have had the past couple years where they're just going to sleepwalk through their regular season. They fucking did it last year. They're about to fire Nick Sirianni.
The Eagles do have the talent. It just has not looked good so far.
Plus, they got a new offensive coordinator. So
yeah, that too. Which I think Jalen Hurts has literally had a new offensive coordinator every year he's been in the league or something like that.
Yeah.
Or damn near every year he's been in the league. Which is honestly kind of insane, but
he's like Jay Cutler, but
be like that sometimes. Although they've actually had, I guess, whenever they fucking had a good season, their fucking offensive coordinator just gets hired away.
Happens when you're a good team.
Yeah, but usually not after a year, usually wait a couple years. Bengals. They may be fucked.
Yep. Joe Burrow may be fucked, too. This is like...
Joe Burrow's out for the season. I'm just going to say it now. Like, yeah, they're saying 3 months, but it's like 3 months at the minimum. Like, there's a chance, like, you're already pushing December. If you're out of it and, like, he's still not 100%, why bring him back? There's no point to bringing him back this year if he's, like, teetering on the edge.
I think there is. He needs reps, man. He's been injured a lot.
Yeah.
And yes. He could be like, I don't know an NFL comparison to this, but he could like.
If he's been injured a lot and he's coming off a turf toe injury that he needed surgery for, do you want to bring him back right away?
If he's fully ready, yeah.
He's Joe Burrow. But again, he might not be fully ready. Again, okay. I'm saying he also
if
might not be.
I'm not saying rush him back if they're out of the playoff contention. I'm saying if he's fully ready, yeah, why not?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, if he's fully ready, but I'm just saying, one, he might not be fully ready after 3 months, and they also may not be even close to playoff contention, so, yeah.
If he's fully ready, I'm bringing him back no matter what. If he's not fully ready, there's no chance I'm putting him on the field.
So,
basically what I'm saying is, if he has to take painkillers to play, I'm not putting him on the field. If he's fully healthy and can walk without pain, he's playing.
3 months takes us to mid-December. You probably have like 3 games left at that point. Maybe 2.
Again.
Is it worth... Again.
Yes.
Let's say they're like 4... What? Let's say they're like what? 4 and... Trying to do the math in my head. Let's say they're like 4 and 10. They got 3 games left.
Yes.
Best case is like 7 and 10.
Even if you're a quarterback like Joe Burrow... Even if you're 7 years in it, I don't know how many years he's in his career, he still needs reps. It's hard to take a full... But he basically would have a full year off. He played in a game and a half. And the first game was a disaster because they have no line, and the Browns were just fucking...
First game was always disasters.
Exactly. So he needs reps.
Why
not get him those reps?
I'd
now,
rather.
If I was facing the 85 Bears,
he's being reevaluated in 3 months. The thing is, I don't think he's going to be fully healthy.
He's
going to
be reevaluated every week.
Well, I know, but the projected timeline's 3 months, and usually these things usually take a little bit longer than the projected timeline.
I'm saying if he's 100% healthy, he's in there.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm saying I don't believe he'll be 100% healthy. That's my point.
Well, I'm saying if he is. I'm not saying if he's not. There's a difference, Nick.
Okay. All right, fine. If he's 100% healthy, we'll bring him back.
You don't have to agree with me.
Okay. I don't agree. So that was my second point. Number one. Martin, Josh Allen are good. And it's probably going to be a two-man MVP race again this year.
Oh, there's still time for somebody to
put in. I can see Jordan Love, like, kind of sticking in there, but...
Oh, my fucking God.
But I think it's mostly a two-man race this year again.
If Jordan Love's in an MVP race, I may be dead, because I'm not going to put up with that bullshit. He's not good.
Again,
he has not played that good.
He's had moments.
He's been fine. It's just because he's 2-0 and he won games by blowouts. Cool. You won against the Lions team, who sucks, who just ran into the Bears, who suck more, and you played the Commanders, who also suck.
I don't think the Lions suck, though.
Okay, Lions may not suck, but the Commanders, I don't think they're going to
I think the Lions will be a good team.
I think they're not as good as last year. There's a difference.
Not as good as last year. Well, last year they were a dominant team, but they lost both coordinators, so obviously I think they're going to take a step back, but I still think they're going to be a playoff team.
It's week one. We're still, doing all these things about week one. Like, the Bears beat the Titans last year in week one. The Bears beat the Niners 1 year week one, and Trey Lance looked like he was ass, and he is ass. But then they found Brock Purdy. And
you asked for observations. I'm just giving you observations. Well,
bruh, am I supposed to sit here and agree with everything you say and have a podcast?
Honorable mention, J.J. McCarthy might be ass.
You know what? I agree. Finally, we figured it out. Something I agree on. And there's no might about it, by the way. That guy's ass.
No, I'm putting the might because he's still early in his career. He's just a rookie. It's going to take some time to work him back into playing NFL football.
Dude, did you see what the Lions did to the Bears yesterday? Their defense?
Yeah.
Did you see what the J.J. McCarthy did to the defense of the Bears?
Angel Reese's nail tech down there somewhere.
Okay, it's nothing about the offense.
I know.
I'm talking about the defense.
I know. I'm saying. Joke's funny. Yeah, the Vikings have a pretty good defense. It was a very bend-no-break type of defense last night. Because literally the Falcons could only score field goals. They could not fucking score a touchdown until the end of the game. But Falcons might be the second best team in the division. Which I was saying. I'm pretty sure I said that preseason on the pod. But yeah, those are my five NFL takes. Did you have anything that stood out to you for the NFL week?
Not really.
Oh yeah, Cardinals also frauds.
That's not true. They got up by a lot, then they started playing pre-event. They're fine. They'll be alright.
I don't know why the nerds fucking love the Cardinals, but I will believe it when I fucking see it. Plus, I feel like the Cardinals, they usually get off a pretty decent start, then end of the year, they completely fall off, so we'll see.
Hey, should I get this dog?
No.
Oh, why?
Because you're probably just going to drop off for your parents and have them take care of it.
That's not true, but... He almost never pulls on a leash. He's social, which I don't like that. He's a semi-pro playful dog, so he's a very playful dog. He's an outgoing dog. The ease of training him, what's training, so that sounds like Zeke.
For the pod listeners, Alec really wants a dog.
Yeah, I need a dog in my life.
Even though he was supposed to be Zeke's dad, but...
I am Zeke's dad. Okay, if I was moved out... If I moved out and got Zeke, Zeke would live with me. But the problem is,
would he miss the rest of the fam more?
No, he will. Well, that's why he's not moving out anymore, because he's been there for he's five now. He's been there for 5 years. I can't take him from his home.
Exactly.
Okay, but if it was if I got him now, he'd live here and he'd be fine with it. If I moved out 5 years ago and was on my own, he'd live with me still.
Yeah. I just remember him. He was supposed to be your dog.
Well, I thought I was moving out a lot quicker than I ended up moving out. I moved out, 2 years later after that? I thought I was moving out, 6 months after that, and it would have been fine, and I would have taken him. But finances and, shit.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Do I have anything on the NFL? I appreciate the Bears being full-on ass 2 weeks into the season instead of 6 weeks into the season.
So yeah, did not include that in my observations because I was more just expecting that. Kind of same with Aaron Rodgers also being ass because I also kind of expected that as well.
I don't think anyone expected the Bears to be that ass. They were ass. Yeah, you can expect them to be ass, but that was one of the worst defensive performances of the organization's history. They've been around for hundreds of years.
Yeah, I didn't expect them to be that bad, but I also didn't really expect him to be, a great defensive team, and I'm sure, I knew, again, it's a new offensive system, new head coach. It's going to take some time for everything to gel. I figured things will probably start out rough to begin with, and if things do look good, it's probably going to be on the latter half of the season.
Yeah. But you know what's stupid, Nick? Even if the offense starts to look good, they extended their dumb fucking GM for 5 years for no fucking reason. So, cool. The guy who can't build a defense and clearly can't build an offense is still with us. Yay. This franchise is doomed forever. The McCaskies are cheap. They're not going to fucking do that. At least for 3 years. But anything else on the NFL or anything else you want to talk about on this podcast before we take our shots, Nick?
Is there anything? Oh, yeah. I guess we probably should just shout out Bud Crawford. Omaha legend. Won the fight. I would say, well, I guess I'm not really a boxing expert, but from my amateur eyes, I'd say he won it pretty convincingly. I guess it went to, I don't know how often knockouts actually happen or not. There was a knockout, but it went to decision. And did look. Yeah. I just congrats to Bud. Oh, yeah. I guess Alex called me this off pod, but I'll just share it on pod. He predicts that Bud will walk out the Nebraska Cornhuskers Saturday afternoon against the Michigan Wolverines.
I do. We can talk about that.
Championship belt.
We can talk about that on Wednesday or Thursday. I want to ask you a question, kind of a just off the wall question I just thought of in my brain.
Okay.
What's your favorite kind of fruit snack?
Favorite kind of fruit snack?
Don't give me that bullshit that you don't like fruit snacks. I will not accept that answer.
No, I love fruit snacks. Probably just get like the blue, like Welch's ones.
The Welch's ones?
Yeah.
See, this is like, God damn. Like you tell me Levante David's not a pass rusher. Look what happened. Go Big Red.
I didn't say it wasn't. I was just asking the question.
Give me the Walmart brand Smiley's. Sometimes the store brand is better. It just is.
Could be. I just don't like the fruit snacks that like get stuck in your teeth. Like that's.
You mean what? That's what a fruit snack is.
Nah, the Walmart ones don't get stuck in your teeth. Some are more like slimy. I don't know. Maybe like slimier than others.
You like Gushers? Get like
stuck in your teeth. Yeah, Gushers. I like Gushers. Gushers really don't get stuck in my teeth.
You like Jolly Ranchers?
Do you like Jolly Ranchers?
What's your favorite fruit candy?
Alright. Fuck. Alright, fine. I don't want to do this before I take a shot, but I'll say fruit candies? Better than chocolate. I'll say chocolate. Kind of overrated.
No. That's a bad take. I will say
I'm just not too fair. Like I like a little bit of chocolate, but I'm not like I'm definitely not a chocoholic.
I've got a sweet tooth. I'll do whatever. I'll take the fruit candy. Best fruit candy.
That's tough. I will say Sour Patch Kids are up there for sure.
I agree with that one.
It's
probably one. Yeah,
it's either that or Skittles.
That's 1A and 1B. I don't know how to order them, but they're both good. But you know what the best Skittles are? The sour Skittles.
Yeah, the sour Skittles. Oh, I fucking hate that they took away the green apple, though. Like,
bro, they took away the green apple?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't fucking know.
I'm boycotting Skittles. Like Crackle Barrel.
They fucking went back to lime for some reason. I was like, the green apple's so much better, though.
But, dude, Skittles, in general, they're so... Do you have... Okay, when you do Skittles, do you sort them by color and then put them all... Like, eat them all at the same time, or do you just pick them randomly?
I usually go for the colors I like the least first, and some colors I like best. I do the same thing with, like, Sour Patch Kids, too, though.
Yep. Some people don't think they have different flavors, and I'm just like, it's not a Fruit Loop, bro. You're a psychopath.
Yeah, I've heard of that theory before, but I'm like, they definitely taste different.
They definitely do. Yeah. They definitely do. Like, Starburst tastes different. Fruit Loops do not taste different.
I don't think that's a placebo effect kind of thing.
No.
But, yeah, fuck some Skittles.
All right, Nick, take your shot.
All right, wait. Actually, since we're on the candy thing and you were upset about my chocolate thing, are you, like, one of those, like, chocoholic people?
I don't know what that means.
Do you like chocolate on chocolate on chocolate?
I mean, I don't think if I had my way, I would put something with chocolate and peanut butter together, and then that'd be fine.
Because, like, some people like double chocolate chunk, like the chocolate
cookie, I mean, that's
like the chocolate chunks in there.
I mean,
like, for me,
fine.
Like that, I don't like that. For me, that's like too much chocolate.
That's not
for
too much chocolate.
Like, if a chocolate chip cookie is like perfect, it's like just the right amount of chocolate.
If you give me that double chocolate chip, like the brown one on the cookie part.
Yeah, I'm not doing the brown one.
Oh, that's fine, too. Like, oh, wait, I'd go for.
I guess technically they're both kind of brown, but, like, give me, like, the golden brown, like, with the chocolate chips.
Yeah, that's okay.
Like the standard chocolate chip cookie,
you know? You know what I'm talking about, right, though? The double chocolate, like, the brown.
Yeah, like the dark ones with the chocolate. Yeah, that. Nah, I ain't fucking with that.
That's good.
Nah, that's too much chocolate. I can't do it.
It's just... It's anything. Would you like brownies?
Yes. But I like gooey brownies. Not a huge...
Well, I don't want them rock hard.
But... Yeah. Some people like them like that, though. For me, gooey brownie. Oh, yeah. And I know some people also don't... Wait, how do you like your cookies? Do you like them like... Soft, like, basically, like, melty, like...
I prefer them soft. I don't want them hard.
Some people like them hard, which I don't... I think those people are fucking psychos, but, hey.
If you got them... If you have different them hard, strokes, you have to... I'm not a milk guy, but you have to dip them in milk if they're hard. Because you can't just have a hard cookie. That's weird.
Oh, yeah. I love soft cookies. You gotta have a warm, soft cookie. I remember that was a debate thing, because... Wait, fuck. Was it... I don't know who... It was some football coach's wife, who I guess was on, like, some documentary on Netflix or whatever. She's baking, like, chocolate chip cookies, but some people were, like, saying that they were, like, underbaked because they were, like, gooey or whatever. I didn't actually watch it or whatever, but I guess there was a big debate on, like, how you like your chocolate chip cookies, and I guess some people don't like them, like, super... Some people like them, like, baked more. They don't like them, like, gooey, soft and gooey.
Cookies are good. Anything sweet's good. But, you know what? For my take the shot this week, I'll do my most overrated dessert for you. Are we okay? I'll go first.
you made it sound like you're just going into it.
Okay, so guys, this is my take. If you get a dessert, you put cake at the bottom of the list. Cake is the worst dessert out there. Not good.
I disagree with that.
Pies are better.
No, cake is way better. Cookies are better. No,
brownies are better.
Pie is probably the last on my list for that.
No, you haven't had a good pie then, man. He's fucked up some pie in his life, guys.
Like, I've had some pies, but, like, every time I have a pie, I'm like, cake is still better. Like,
No. Especially, like, plain vanilla cake. Like, not gross.
Plain. I fuck up a nice plain. But you know what
I
mean?
Like, because I don't like frosting that much. That's my thing. I'm not a frosting guy.
I will say sometimes they overdo it with the frosting on the cake, but like, cake's better. Nah, I'm not a huge pie guy. Are you like a classic like apple pie, pumpkin pie kind of guy?
No. Give me that French silk, bro. Give me that chocolate. Nah.
Even like the French silk, I'm like, I like French silk more than, like, a normal pie, but, like, still, it's not, like, my favorite.
A normal pie? French silk is a normal pie. What are you talking about?
I feel like a normal pie is more, like, your classic, like, when you think of pie, like,
okay, the normal like pie, fruit pies. Any normal pie is, like, if you go to Village Inn, which I haven't been to Village Inn forever, but if you go to Village Inn, it's in the little display thing as a pie.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, when you say pie, like, first thing people are probably thinking of is, like, apple or pumpkin or something like that. More along those lines is what I'm saying. Yes. French silk's a little bit further down, like, it's not your first thought when you hear pie.
My first thought.
For most people. All right, I'm saying for most people.
I'll be interested to hear the opinions of this, listeners. Is Nick right, or am I right?
You know what, since we're going overrated this week, I know this
take's going to piss me off. I can already see it in his face. He's starting to laugh.
It's
going to
piss a lot of people off. Ketchup? Disgusting.
Oh my god, you're one of these fucking guys. No, okay. I only like ketchup as I get older. I only like ketchup with fries.
I've never liked it.
I'll put it on a hot dog too. Come at me. I don't give a fuck. And I'll put it on a hamburger. Like a hamburger, not like ground beef or anything.
Ketchup
but
makes me feel sick almost.
Allergic to it.
I don't know. I don't think I'm allergic. Okay, not like actually like sick, but just, I don't know, it just tastes disgusting. It's like
I used to like ketchup a lot.
It's like too sweet.
I can't have ketchup with chicken.
The sweet tomatoes is kind of weird. don't know. It just doesn't do it for
people
me.
People who have ketchup with chicken freak me out. Unless, for some reason, McDonald's chicken nuggets, they go, they're fire with ketchup. I don't know why.
No.
What do you like to dip your fries in? What's the best fried condiment?
Depends on the restaurant, what kind of sauce they have.
From like
from like Chick-fil-A sauce, that's definitely up there. Sometimes I just go like fucking raw. Raw dog my fries and my chicken nuggets. Sometimes I'm just like, I don't really feel like having sauce. I'll just go. A good quality chicken nugget, a good quality fry. They don't really need sauce.
I disagree, but okay.
I'm saying good quality ones.
I'm not trying to argue. I have to agree.
No.
The point of this podcast is agreeing.
Again, I was saying I knew it was gonna piss you off.
It didn't piss me off. You've had worse takes, believe me. You've had a lot of worse takes.
I don't know why people love it. I don't know why people love it so much, but I've honestly like never liked it. So
I'm not obsessed with it. Like my brother loves it.
Yeah, some people like love
it. He's a weirdo. He eats like a fucking weirdo. Freak boy.
Some people love like ranch too. Oh yeah, actually that's well
that's a white person.
That's also another
Omaha thing. So that's an us thing.
Yeah.
Ranch is good to an extent, but I've started to like ranch a lot more as I grow up.
I've seen like some people have like fucking like ranch with a side of pizza. I'm like, god damn.
Yeah, people do that all the time.
Bro, how much ranch do you need?
I like that only with certain types of pizza. Some pizza
I guess, I don't know, is that like a middle? I feel like Italian would probably fucking Luigi or fucking.
Well, here's my take.
Whatever the fuck that other guy's name was.
Here's my take. If
they saw you put like ranch on a pizza.
Guess what? Fuck you. I don't care. I'll eat what I want. If it tastes good to me. If I want to put ketchup on a hot dog, I want to put a ketchup on a hot dog. Fuck off.
My question was, isn't it like a Midwestern thing, the ranch?
Probably.
Okay.
But.
I don't know if that's a very common. If that's a common, like, is Buka getting. Is Buka injured?
I don't know. But the pizza that goes best with ranch is actually weirdly Pizza Hut.
I would not know because I don't eat ranch with pizza.
But have you ever tried it?
As a kid, and I also just don't like ranch in general.
You know what I'm thinking of right now? I would never do this, believe me. What would a hot dog taste like with ranch on it? That seems
disgusting. I feel like if you like ranch, you probably just like ranch on a hot dog. You probably just don't do it because it's not common.
No, well, some people break trends.
I'm sure.
Like, done it. I'm gonna admit this out loud, viewers. I'm letting you into my household. We can actually do a podcast on this in the off season, a football off season, when I don't want to talk about anything besides whatever is going on in sports.
Oh fuck! Chase McLaughlin literally just hit like the fucking top of the.
That triggered me.
Hit the top of the crossbar with the fucking kick.
I want to get inside your mind, Nick, in the off season and ask. I want you to tell me about your secret food combinations that you swear by that you're scared, not scared, but like your guilty pleasure food combination. Because everybody has one. I'm gonna tell you food something I did. I'm talking about like okay. Last night I was at my parents' house and they had hamburgers on the grill, and. I don't know why I did this, but after I had one, I wanted to half another one because I was still hungry. Yeah. So I hadn't ate all day. And I was like, you know what? Let me just kill two birds with one stone here. And I put some potato salad on top of my hamburger. Do I know why? No. But you know what? It sounds nasty. It was kind of good. So that's what I'm saying. What's your weirdest food combination? Think about that for the next podcast.
That's not the worst
combination, but I'm talking about one you swear by. Like my brother, okay, I'm going to air my brother's bullshit out. On like baked beans, he puts mayonnaise and ketchup on them.
I don't like baked beans in general. Honestly, I'm not really a huge bean guy. Never really like baked beans in general. I don't know if I have a weird food combination.
Guy. You do. Everybody does.
I don't think... Maybe, like, the weirdest thing is, like, mayo and fries, but, like, that's if it's, like, a basic restaurant, they don't basically only like ketchup, mustard, okay, mayo.
Do you put, like, if you make a sandwich with, like, white bread at home, not like a Subway sandwich or Jimmy John's sandwich.
Yeah.
Do you put chips on it to make it crunchy?
No.
Oh, gosh. You haven't lived yet.
I've, like, I've done it before, but it's not something I go out of my way to do. Like, I've done it as a kid. Like, I feel like I've done it as a kid, but it's not, like... Also, I feel like people overrate, I guess, I don't know. Some people are just huge texture people, but, like, I feel like people overrate things just because they're crunchy. I'm like...
I don't really care about the texture. I just like the taste.
But people will overrate things just because it's crunchy. I'm like, all right, it's crunchy, but...
Well, I don't want, like, a slimy-ass sandwich, but yeah. I don't know. But... I guess, do you have anything else to say, Nick?
Well, NBA's back in a month.
Oh, God. With that, we're going to end the podcast. We'll see you later this week. We were